Islamic inheritance laws, as outlined in the Quran and Hadith, are often misunderstood, especially regarding the perceived favoring of males over females. However, these laws are designed with a deep understanding of familial responsibilities and financial obligations. This article aims to explain the wisdom behind these laws, providing detailed information and examples from the Quran and Hadith. Quranic basis for inheritance laws: equal treatment with different responsibilities. Quran chapter 4, verse 11, Allah instructs you concerning your children, for the male, what is equal to the share of two females. This verse highlights that a male inherits a double share compared to a female. However, it is crucial to understand the context and responsibilities attached to these shares. Financial responsibilities of males. Full responsibility. In Islam, males have the financial responsibility to provide for their families. This includes their wives, children, mothers, and unmarried sisters. Their inheritance share reflects their duty to support multiple dependents. Hadith and scholarly interpretation. Financial duties of men. Prophet Muhammad's teachings. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, emphasized the responsibility of men to provide for their families. In a hadith, he said, "The best of you are those who are best to their families," Sunan al-Tirmidhi. This underscores the importance of male guardianship and provision. Application of inheritance laws. Practical examples. Wife: a husband is required to provide for his wife financially. This includes all household expenses, regardless of her financial status. Mother: a son is obligated to support his mother if she needs financial assistance. Daughter: in case of a divorce or widowhood, a father must ensure his daughter's well-being and financial security. Sister: a brother is responsible for his unmarried sisters, ensuring they have a home and financial support. Wisdom behind the laws: balancing responsibilities and rights. Holistic view. Islamic inheritance laws consider the entire family structure and the financial burdens each member carries. While a male receives a larger share, he also bears greater financial responsibility. Protection of women. Women, whether daughters, wives, or sisters, are entitled to financial support and security, ensuring they are not left vulnerable. Quranic verses on financial responsibility. Quran chapter 4, verse 34, men are the protectors and maintainers of women, because Allah has made one of them to excel the other, and because they spend, to support them, from their means. This verse further emphasizes the financial duty of men towards women. Examples and case studies. Practical scenarios. Widowed sister: a brother with a double inheritance share would use part of his wealth to support his widowed sister, ensuring she has a home and financial security. Elderly mother: a son is required to take care of his elderly mother, covering her living expenses and health care needs. Divorced daughter: a father must support his divorced daughter, providing for her financially until she can re-establish herself. Hadith on family support. Prophet Muhammad's guidance. The Prophet, peace be upon him, stated, "The upper hand is better than the lower hand," i.e., he who gives in charity is better than him who takes it, Sahih Bukhari. This encourages men to fulfill their financial duties with a sense of responsibility and charity. Conclusion: Islamic inheritance laws, when understood in their proper context, reveal a balanced and just system that ensures the welfare and security of all family members. The larger share allotted to males is accompanied by significant financial responsibilities towards their dependents, reflecting a comprehensive approach to family support and welfare. By adhering to these laws, Muslims ensure that the rights and needs of every family member are met, promoting social stability and justice.